In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2019. I am Father Blessed Amban Njume. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verses 23 to 33. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 32 to 38. I read from the gospel. They had only just left when suddenly a man was brought to him, a dumb demoniac. And when the devil was driven out, the dumb man spoke, and the people were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is through the prince of devils that he drives out devils." Jesus made a tour through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and all kinds of illness. And when he saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, send laborers to your harvest. Lord, send laborers to your harvest. Dearly beloved, in today's gospel reading, we are told that Jesus saw the people and they were like sheep without a shepherd. Meaning, the people were enthusiastic. They were willing and determined. They were hungry for God, yet they had no one to lead or guide them. We recall the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. The eunuch was willing to know. He was determined to know. He was reading to know, yet he needed someone to teach and guide him. There are many who love God. They seek God. They have heard of Him. They want to know and serve Him. They want to enter heaven, most importantly. Yet, they need someone to lead and guide them. This is where the role of the shepherds come in. Jesus says, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to His harvest." Luke chapter 10 verse 2. This means it is God who calls, it is His harvest, and it is He who chooses those to work in His farm. there is enormous work in God's farm. Many to be won over to the Lord and shown the gates of heaven. Yet, those to do the work of gathering in the harvest are few. Many Christians and parishes still go without Mass and sacraments because of the scarcity of priests. I remember we were always told back in the seminary that even if all of us, about 250 seminarians then, were ordained, there would still be need for priests. Pray, therefore, beloved. Pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Let many more young boys and girls offer themselves generously and heed God's call to gather in the harvest and to work in His farm. That notwithstanding, that the harvest is rich and the laborers are few, does not mean the farm needs half-baked or unskilled laborers. We need laborers who have a heart like their master, who are ready to lay down their lives for the sheep, not to feed on the sheep. This passage should therefore be understood from three sides and perspectives. Firstly, that the harvest is rich and laborers are few does not mean any kind of laborer should be employed into the Lord's harvest. Yes, there is a scarcity of ministerial priests, yet any and every kind of person will not be ordained a priest to meet up scarcity. That is the work of formators, to see that those with the right intention are sent into the harvest farm. Scrutiny needs to be done and proper training to ensure that the capable and competent persons are set aside for the job. That explains why it takes 9 regular years to train a Catholic priest. For others, it takes even more. Also, there are many lay persons acting as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. The right persons must be chosen, but above all, they must also be properly trained. We are ministers of God and we are handling mysteries of salvation, things even angels do not do. There is therefore no room for mediocrity on account of scarcity. That teachers are needed to meet a lack does not mean any and everyone should be sent to the classroom. Therefore, those whose task it is to train and form must be diligent in their duty. Secondly, that there must be proper scrutiny does not also mean vocations should be wasted. There are many with genuine vocations who only need guidance. Therefore, those who form and train laborers for the vineyard must take care not to include bias, personal issues, or prejudice in the training process. Every vocation is precious, and when God gives one, we have the duty in conscience to guard and nurture it. Pastores Dabo Vobis number 35, and we remember the story of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3. God called him, he had the vocation, yet he needed the priest Eli to direct him. True, that it is God's gift, yet it is in human hands. It does not mean that priesthood and religious life have become groundnuts in the hands of formators who decide to give it to those they choose and love, whose faces they like, and for those they do not love, they dismiss and drive away. Formators must go above their human tendencies and treat every vocation as God's precious gift for His church, which must be treasured and guarded. PDV number 67. Many have been passed through in the seminary or convent, perhaps because they had godfathers and godmothers who pleaded their cause, even if they had no vocation or were the worst of crooks. And some with a genuine vocation have been wasted because of no godfather or godmother, or because some formator did not like their person and they were followed up till they were sent away. Priesthood or religious life is not a man-no-man affair, but based on competence. The third perspective and the third side to look and understand this passage is the fact that some laborers are actually competent. They have been well trained. Their formators have done their best. They have passed through scrutiny. But when they get into the field, when they get into the harvest farm, they lose focus. They do every other thing save what they should do, disgracing God, disgracing themselves, disgracing their formators, and disgracing the institutions that trained them. When you get into the work, when God has called you and your formators have formed you and sent you to the farm, remain focused. They go about competing and comparing themselves with other workers, thereby missing their focus and target. Beloved, let us pray for those who feel called and those who train, for a certain human maturity and sincerity. The harvest is rich, but laborers are few. Let God's farm not suffer for want of workers, either because no one offers themselves, or some offer themselves, but human mistakes disqualify them, or that they get into the farm, but they miss their focus. For this reason, Pastores Dabo Vobis, PDV number 69, calls for a particular auto formation, the candidate himself, who has to look at his motivations, who has to look at the reason for which he was ordained a priest or called into the religious life. We were called and sent into the farm to gather in the harvest, to lead God's people to heaven, not for business, not for money, not for material gain, and not for personal aggrandizement. If you are in God's farm, remember why he called you and sent you. Gather in the harvest, for the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. Those of us who have been fortunate to be sent to the farm, let us focus on our work. Amen. Courage to all those who are gathering in God's farm. Never give up, even when it gets tough. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.